At the four-day event this week, 13-year-old Erling Acker shared with the audience his experience trying to get other young people thinking about the problem of plastic waste.
So when I was telling kids that I wanted to make a film about sea turtles dying from plastic, a kid came up to me and asked me, "Why do you want to save the marine animals? They're just stupid for eating these plastics." And that second I thought, what can I say to make people care? Shortly after, I found out that a study came out from the Australian University of Newcastle that each person eats one credit card of plastics every single day. Plastic exposure harms the immune and reproductive system, the liver, kidneys, and even causes cancer.
Acker, who is known online as Plastic Free Boy, is from Byron Bay in New South Wales. Growing up in a coastal city, he witnessed the impact of plastic pollution to marine life. So he and his mother started to go around the city to raise awareness of young people about this issue. He is one of many young people in Australia urging the public to take actions against plastic pollution. Australia is blessed with beautiful beaches and diverse marine life. At the same time, its consumption of plastics is alarming. Australians used 3.5 million tons of plastic between 2016 and 2017, and less than 12% of it was recycled. The majority of the plastic waste was shipped overseas. But with countries like China and Indonesia starting to turn down imports of waste, the country has to figure out how to deal with this massive and growing problem. Anna Reynolds is the mayor of Hobart in Tasmania. At the forum, she said her city is phasing out single-use plastics by next year.
Well, something very exciting that's happening in Hobart is that we're introducing a bylaw for our city to ban single-use plastic containers from our city businesses. So after, in 1 year's time, they will need to move to completely compostable containers. If this coffee container is plastic, the companies, all the coffee shops in Hobart will now have to move to a compostable cup.
Meanwhile, some other people are finding ways to bring more plastic into the circular economy. One of them is Mark Coombe, whose company is recycling industrial plastic waste. The waste is turned into reinforcement materials for roads.
Basically, we take plastic waste and convert it into concrete reinforcing fibres. They're called macroplastic fibres, which replaces your normal shrinkage mesh or reinforcing bar. So we get a 90% reduction in CO2. About 3 to 5%. Yeah, but the thing is, you get about double the production in a day.
Coombe said that about 50 city councils in Australia are now using this material for sidewalks and driveways. Adrian Schreiner, who is the mayor of Brisbane, is calling for everyone to get involved in the battle against plastic waste.
But one of the things that is really important to note, governments can do all types of things. We can say all types of things, but in the end, sustainability happens in the household and in the business.
For CRI, this is Fei Fei in Brisbane.